In a large music room crowded with chairs and music stands, practice is underway for most of the students who make up the jazz orchestra at Stivers School for the Arts. They've spent weeks learning the music of a man who passed away almost 30 years before they were born. Claude Thomas directs the jazz orchestra. He's taught at Stivers for 22 years and confesses that with his involvement in the Strayhorn celebration, the teacher became the student.
We, as a group, don't normally do Strayhorn in Ellington. Matter of fact, haven't done any until this experience. So it's forced me to go into my studies and to figure this stuff out. And it's been a great experience. The music is so rich.
Tall and slender like the alto sax he plays, student Tyrone Martin is a featured soloist on several Strayhorn tunes, including It's Fine, Star-Crossed Lovers, and Take the A-Train. He stopped playing long enough to give us his take on the music.
I like all the music, but I mean, it's just something, it's a different experience, but it's a good experience overall.
Freshman Matthew Quinn plays clarinet and baritone sax. He likes the different styles of music in the Strayhorn program, but says his challenge lies in playing some of the slower pieces.
The ballads are really hard because you have to watch your time. Like Anatomy of a Murder, it has to be right in time. It's really slow, and it's really hard to keep your focus.
George Balog teaches jazz history at Stivers. He's excited that students are learning the music of Ellington and Strayhorn.
Their musical talents just mesh to such a degree that they produce this fine body of music. And once the kids discover that, from Ellington it goes to Strayhorn, from Strayhorn to Johnny Hodges, and from Johnny Hodges to Ben Webster, they discover a whole bunch of music that they may have never been exposed to before.
Recently introduced to that jazz culture Balog is referring to is freshman Christine Hoy. She plays piano in the orchestra, and her training up until last year has been in classical music. In that year, Hoy seems to have learned a lot about the music she's now playing by listening to jazz musicians and to the words of her teacher, Claude Thomas.
Earlier in the rehearsal, Mr. Thomas just set out pretty much that all the music basically started at the piano. And I can probably agree with that, because the chord changes are just like the base for all music that's ever played. Like, even if you go back to Bach, you'll see like the same chord progression there that you would see in maybe some jazz piece. It's just played in straight fifths, and it's just played classically.
Understanding that commonality in music styles, along with talent and a little luck, should help the students in performing what director Claude Thomas says is some very difficult music.
What we want to do for this show is to play as authentic as possible. And Billy Strayhorn wrote for professional musicians that had been in the band for years. So it's a little different trying to fit it in for high school age students. But we gave every student a recording, and they studied that recording and worked at it. And it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be a very good show.
The Stivers School for the Arts Jazz Orchestra performs with the Terrell Stafford Quintet tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Centennial Hall. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.